This is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
Update time. If you remember Robert Garside, the guy who wants to be the first person to run around the world and attacked in so many countries he's almost, you know, expecting it.
Oh, that was it. He ignored Colombia.
Yeah, after the tanks and the rifles and the bullets.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's see. So far, he's been shot in Russia, robbed in Pakistan, jailed in China, avoided Colombia altogether, and had guns pulled on him in Panama, and now in Mexico.
What does it say about China that he avoided Colombia?
No, he was jailed in China. Yeah,
I know that. I know.
See? The 33-year-old said, just outside Acapulco, there was this long, dark corner, and I thought, hey, this would be a great place to rob people.
Son of a gun.
Next minute, a guy's running at me with a gun and two others with knives, and I thought, oh, dear. Yeah, that, I think more than oh dear.
Yeah, me too.
Once he safely got to Mexico City, he bought
his pronghorn.
He bought his 26th pair of shoes before heading up the desert coast to San Diego. He's got TV interviews there lined up for mid-August. If you know, no
that's
one
like
mugs him on the way.
That's like an ambush.
A lot like one, yeah.
Residents of a top-notch Brazilian tower building are wondering why security costs have boosted their monthly rent bill above $2,000.
Hey, just remember, you get what you pay for.
After robbers breezed past their fortress-like protection, that is. 15 men in ski masks and surgical gloves dodged 10 security cameras, 6 duty guards, and an electric fence to break into the chic Sao Paulo building, where apartments sell for $2 million. Apartment doors opened for the gunmen as unsuspecting residents fell for the bullied porter's request to carry out emergency maintenance. Hello, I've got to do emergency maintenance right now. That gun sticking out of the back of my head, it's mine.
That's why I need to do the maintenance.
Absolutely. Robbers made off with cash, jewels, and a Mercedes. Well,
you got to go with something. We're going to carry all the cash and jewels in.
The 28th floor skyscraper charges residents $2,200 monthly upkeep fee for bulletproof doors and round-the-clock surveillance, which doesn't seem to function.
Worked pretty well.
Neighborhood police department is investigating the raid, which costs them a lot less.
Yeah, a lot less. A man armed with a pistol held up a clothes shop in eastern Germany demanding a bagload of tights and underwear. Police said the man who burst into the clothes chest store shortly before closing time then demanded cash but was told by the female owner of the store that the till was empty, saying that all the day's customers had paid by credit card. He believed it and escaped with underwear worth about $188.
A mining-mad British couple sank to new depths when they tied the knot at the bottom of a disused Cornish tin mine.
Those romantic Brits.
We always wanted to get married somewhere unusual. Well, congratulations.
You've succeeded,
dear.
Yeah.
New bride Catherine Williams said after the ceremony, wearing a white hard hat and her wedding dress.
Very becoming.
Both Williams and her husband, Jeff, work at the mine, which is now a tourist attraction. They also exchanged wedding bands made of tin rather than traditional gold. You know, here's the deal.
Tin mine.
They're just too cheap.
The Scottish?
I was going to say. You just can't beat it, can you, said the groom, as water dripped from the roof of the underground mine passage. And for their wedding feast, miner's traditional snack, of course, Cornish, what is that, pasty?
Yeah.
Pasty.
I don't know, pass the haggis.
You've been listening to This Is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.